This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. The topic this week, an unusual phenomenon going on out there in quite a few landscapes, we're told by our guest. He's been looking at those woody ornamental plants, which have had quite a heavy bloom on them. And there are some offshoot effects of that we want to get into today as Ward Upham has joined us, horticulturist with K-State Research and Extension. This is a story that's been long in the making, you say, Ward.
It certainly has. This year I've seen more seed production on our elms and our maples than I've seen in years as well, especially it seems that the upper part of the tree. And so in order to understand what's going on, you have to look back at last year, because that's when the buds were formed for the seed you're seeing this year. So it's not anything that happened over winter. This is something that happened last year, maybe even a little bit earlier. And I think what it is probably the drought we had from about November of 2017 through about April of 2018. And that put those trees under a tremendous amount of stress. Even though they're deciduous trees, they didn't have leaves for much of that time, they still used water. And those roots needed water. And so we probably saw some root damage during that period. So even though we had good rains last summer in many parts of Kansas, those trees are still under stress. And because of that, they set a lot of fruit buds. That's what trees do. If they're under stress, they're going to set a whole lot of fruit buds just in case they die. So they continue to survive through their progeny, through their young. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I think is going on.
Now, that all in and of itself sounds like no issue, but in fact, that might be leading to slow leaf development on these trees.
That's right. We're seeing a lot of that on the trees, especially the maples and the elms. We're seeing especially the top part of that tree just not leafing out very early. Now, usually they do leaf out, but it's a delayed leaf out, and there's a big difference between the bottom part of the tree and the upper part of the tree. And so if you think about water and a tree, the upper part of the tree is going to be further from that water source, and it's going to be under more stress, and often you see more seed production up there and a slower leaf out. And the reason for that is that plant used up a whole lot of energy to set that seed, and there's not as much left in order to push out those leaves. Just remember, those trees are under a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. And so what we need to do is make sure they don't undergo any more stress. Now, this spring, we've had an awful lot of rain. You know, those roots need to breathe as much as they need water. And if you've had standing water around those trees, you put that root system under even more stress. So what we need to do this summer is water as needed. Don't overwater. Don't give them so much that that soil is saturated, because that's going to harm that root system. But once it starts to get dry, we need to water and really watch those trees carefully. When we get a lot of rain like this, a lot of people think, well, they can go through half the summer without having any water, and that's not true. That root system's damaged. You're going to have to be very judicious in how you water this summer.
So once we hit, Ward, a stretch of several days of dry weather, it would behoove the homeowner to check soil moisture just to make sure?
That's right. And one of the easy ways to do that is take a screwdriver with a long tang and try to push it in the soil. If it goes in easily, you've got plenty of water. When it starts to get really hard to push that in, you need to water that tree. And so when you water, water well. You want to take that water down to about 12 inches. You're going to find 80% of a tree's roots in that top 12 inches of soil.
Mm-hmm. But you want to continue through the summer to check on some sort of fairly frequent schedule to make sure that the water is available throughout the summer.
Right? That's right. Just take something like a piece of rebar, electric fence post, wooden dowel, anything you can push in the soil. You can push it in until you hit dry ground. And so make sure it goes in about a foot deep. What I do is just record the amount of time it took to do that. And then once you've got that, you can just water on a set schedule as far as how long to water, when you water.
Ward, thank you for the word right here.
You bet.
That from horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.